All right. Good morning, everyone. Thank you for coming. I will talk about depth sources and the new features we have implemented since last year. So I made a talk at DepConf last year, and we made a lot of changes since then. Better? So I will first introduce depth sources quite shortly, because I guess a lot of people here know it already. It's hosted at sources.debian.net. You can try it out while I do the talk. Then the new stable features that were announced last year now work. So patch tracker and copyright tracker. And what we are currently doing is a mobile version of depth sources. So that's sources.debian.net. Basically, it allows you to browse all the source code of all Debian packages ever. They are all archived, and you can browse through a web interface. You can also search the source code via codesearch.debian.net. It will redirect you back to depth sources. We also provide some statistics about source code that I will present you in a minute. So that's the basic interface. You can view COSEI, the syntax highlighted code source. And for instance, the number of source lines of code in package. So on the left, you see for the Linux kernel, all the C code, all the XML, C++, etc. code, number of lines. And we also provide some suit statistics. So you can see the evolution of the millions of lines of code. So for unstable, there is a lot, way more than stretch. That's because we have many versions of Chromium, kernel, etc. that add up. So last year at DepConf, we were developing a patch tracker and a copyright tracker. Well, now everything works fine, thanks to our previous GSOC student, Orestis. I will present this. You can try it out, sources.debian.net/patches. It replaces the old patch tracker that disappeared. So it looks like this. For any package, you can browse the patches that are applied. You can see all the difference on which files they are applied. And you can browse with the patch, syntax colorized too. Second feature, the copyright tracker. So for copyright parsable files, we present all the licenses and all the files on which files they are applied. So it looks like this. Basically, you can browse all the files and see the license. So that's for Firefox. You can see Mozilla Public License or GPL 2, 3. And you can scroll to actually read the licenses that are applied. Restrictions. We need machine parsable data for this. So it only works currently with the 3.0 Qlt version of patches. And we need machine parsable Debian/copyright. So if it's not parsable for your package, please add it. We need it. Now, go mobile. So I've heard a lot of people got this kind of devices nowadays, so we really need to go mobile. You can have the source code in your pocket. Raise your hands if you're bored in the metro. We'll also get a fancier design. We use the Bootstrap framework, so it's quite nice, but still Linux compatible, don't worry. And we will add new features. So we had a problem. Previously it looked like this. It's not really handy. It looks like nothing. And it was a bit annoying to, well, scroll, zoom in, zoom out on your package. So that's work in progress, and it will look like this. It actually already does, but not for every page. In browser edition of files, so last year, Raphael Geissert implemented a Chromium and Firefox plugin to allow the edition of files directly in your browser. So I can show you a demonstration of this. So that's a random file, and you get an edit button. So you can change this. Diff edit, and you can email as patch directly. So you can edit any file in any Debian package and email the patch to the maintainer. It's really useful to correct typos quite fast. But currently it requires a plugin. We wanted integrated natively in the sources for desktop and mobile. So you can actually, you will be able to patch Debian from your phone from anywhere. The current status, it's work in progress. We have a GSOC student who is working on this, Aaron Delaney. If you want to help, patches are always welcome, of course. Well, that's all. It was a bit short, but we have time for questions and discussion. Thank you.
What is the plan for sources.debian.org?
There is a discussion about this with DSA. I'm not in the email loop. Stefano Zaccheroli is taking care of this. I think it should appear. I don't really know. I hope so. Work in progress.
Thank you.
So the edit in place that uses report bug as backend and it requires the user to set up a local mirror server and configure it?
To edit the files?
Yes.
No, you just need a browser and you can edit files in your browser. Then you generate a diff that you can download and email yourself or just click the email button.
Yeah, but the email functionality requires a locally set up mirror server, right?
No, it will just open your email client.
I can do a question if we have time. I missed the beginning of the talk, so maybe you addressed this, but how do you see this fitting with code search on one side and snapshot Debian.org on the other side? Shouldn't this all be a single big service?
Yes, it should be possible, but we don't have the same database as code search. That really, I don't know how it works, but they have a big database of all the C tags in unstable that we don't do. But I guess it could be manageable with the snapshot. I don't know. I don't know how it works. That's a good idea.
Did you have trouble with accessibility on sources.debian.net? Or do you know whether it's fully accessible? Because I recently got the bug reports that some Bootstrap features are not accessible.
I saw this for Tracker, and we never got any bug report for this. So we tried to make some nice HTML5 accessible. I don't know. I'd like some reports of people. But with the new mobile version and the new mobile/desktop version, it should be cleaner, so more accessible. Thank you, everyone.
Okay. Thank you for the speaking.
Thank you.